I'm Carl LaZeus. Welcome to CNN Student News. We're starting with a story about an explosion Wednesday night at a plant in the town of West. It's located in Texas. The impact from this explosion was felt up to 50 miles away, and in the town itself, devastation. Thursday, officials said anywhere from 5 to 15 people may have been killed. More than 160 others were injured. Martin Savage has more details.
Stunning video. The West fertilizer plant in the small town of West Texas, about 20 miles from Waco, exploding. The blast and the massive fire that followed, leaving dozens of homes and buildings heavily damaged or destroyed. The town's mayor telling CNN what it felt like.
I just never have seen an explosion like that. It was a ball of fire and it went up. It looked like a nuclear bomb went off. Big old mushroom cloud.
The blast was so strong, it registered as a magnitude 2.1 earthquake. Half of the town's 2,600 residents were forced to evacuate. Officials concerned about potentially deadly gas fumes and a second fertilizer tank that could also explode. People living near the plant feared for their lives.
When it exploded, we all just hit the ground, and I was trying to cover up my daughter because there was a lot of debris flying. And then after that, it was just basically search and rescue.
The smoldering fire and fumes prevented rescue workers from getting near the plant. Officials say the blast area resembles a war zone.
Authorities say they're not ruling out the idea of criminal activity, but they didn't have any evidence yesterday that indicated anything criminal. There were some concerns about a substance, though, called anhydrous ammonia. It's a gas that's used to make fertilizer. The fumes from it can cause irritation, even suffocation. When it's mixed with water, like water in the human body, it can cause severe burns, so officials were worried about people being exposed to it. The explosion Wednesday night sent out a shockwave. People who were blocks away were knocked to the ground. Houses were destroyed or severely damaged. In Boston, investigators are working leads as they try to track down information about this week's terrorist attack. Yesterday afternoon, the FBI identified two suspects, two men who were at the scene of the bombings. You can see them here in white and black baseball caps. Officials released these images partly in hopes that the public could help identify the suspects. They are asking the public to go to FBI.gov to see the images and provide any tips they have. As the investigation moves forward, many people in Boston paused Thursday for reflection. An interfaith service at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross honored the victims of Monday's attack. There was heavy security outside, and a number of police officers inside, too. Police and other first responders were part of the crowd of around 2,000 people who attended the service. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama were there as well. Later in the day, the president met with first responders and volunteers at a local school, and the First Lady visited patients, families, and medical staff at nearby hospitals. During yesterday's memorial service, several speakers talked about how the city of Boston is coming together in response to this tragedy.
We are gathered in community, and through the blur of each other's tears and the beats of so many broken hearts, we will rise in community.
I'm telling you, nothing can defeat the heart of the city. Nothing. Nothing will take us down because we take care of one another.
If you're looking for ways to help either the victims of Monday's attack in Boston or of the explosion in West Texas, there are ways to get involved. You can go to our homepage, cnnstudentnews.com, head to the resources box, and look for the Impact Your World link. That's where you'll find some details on how you can help make a difference. A day after two letters that apparently contained poison arrived in Washington, D.C., a man in Mississippi was arrested in connection with the case. One of the letters was addressed to President Obama. The other was addressed to U.S. Senator Roger Wicker, who represents Mississippi. Both letters initially tested positive for ricin, a deadly poison, but they were intercepted at a location that screens mail for this type of thing. The man arrested is Paul Kevin Curtis, a 45-year-old entertainer from Mississippi. He's also suspected in the mailing of another letter to a Mississippi judge. Investigators say all three letters had the same words in the same font on the same type of paper. They also reportedly contained a quote that Curtis had on his Facebook page.